1-800-449-8686. Lloyd, hold on. Just introducing the show, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we're talking with Lloyd. He has called us from Alhambra. You're listening to the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And we've raised $112,137 for my friend's place with the sale of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD. Lloyd, Helen and Gil Daniels were married over the summer. Is that correct?
That is correct. Gil met Helen over at one of our mixers at the Senior Center. And they were married. And may God have mercy on her soul. She passed on within a month of that.
She died 1 month after they were married.
Yes, she did. And what we did, and I haven't heard anybody else say anything.
These are two friends of yours?
We knew both of them independently of each other. And we're happy to say that we introduced them to each other. I was so sorry to hear that Helen had an aneurysm. And she died.
Within 1 month of being married.
Within 1 month, yes. And we had given them a wedding gift, and this is a kind of an unusual gift, but he loved, Gil liked using these things. It's a Makita cordless drill.
Right.
And it had 20 drill bits. It was a good thing. He's kind of a handyman.
Sure, he likes to kind of do things around the house.
Likes to do it as a workshop. But she has passed on, and this has been about 5 months since she died, and I'm at a little bit at a loss. I don't know what to do right now because I know he's been through a very serious loss, but the spring is coming up, and I want to put shelves up in the den because I've got my presidential coins at Gladys. Has the precious moment figurines.
I don't know what those are. Is that these are just things that you guys collect?
Yes. That's great. I'm a little...
Well, what are you at a loss over? Because when you called...
What I'm at a loss over is that standard procedure is, and you could ask around, that etiquette dictates that if a couple doesn't stay together for 6 months after being married, they are to return all the wedding presents. And
Is that some one of those wedding things? Is that...
Well, my wife, Gladys... informed me of this, and of course I don't stay up on these things, but it's something that women are interested in, and my wife told me this, and I love and support my wife very deeply. I know she wouldn't lie, but that is...
Okay, so what the standard operating procedure is, if a couple gets married and they're not together for 6 months, they're supposed to return the presents.
That is my understanding, yeah.
But this man's wife died. It's not like they got a divorce. She died within a month of an aneurysm. Okay?
It doesn't make any difference. I asked around, and it doesn't make any difference. If the couple doesn't stay together within 6 months of being married, then the wedding presents revert back to the original purchaser. And we've kept, and that's why you should always keep the receipt on a wedding present.
Well, doesn't it seem a little cynical that one is keeping the receipt on a wedding present in case the couple gets a divorce?
Not because they get a divorce, because Gil and Helen loved each other very, very much. But she died, and this was a brain aneurysm that happened at the doctor's office. As a matter of fact, she was over there for a routine physical, and the poor woman literally collapsed. They said it was a blood clot.
All right. So the wife died, and would you please give my condolences, by the way?
I certainly will.
Okay, but the point is that she died, and they didn't get divorced, and...
We need to get the drill back, and I'm...
So you want to get this drill back. You gave this to him as a wedding present, and...
Phil, I gave it to him as a wedding present if his wife stayed alive, if they stayed married. They're no longer married, and standard operating procedure dictates... that if you are not still married 6 months after you get married, why, then you're not married. And you give the present back. Now, that is it.
Does any of this seem a little cold-hearted to you?
No, sir. Not any more cold-hearted than a woman should have an engagement ring that's worth the gross of 2 months' salary. All of these things...
Yeah, I know. You know, weddings and marriages have all of these interesting rules. Well, look, hold the line for just a second, Lloyd, while I give out our number, all right?
I'm sorry?
Hold the line for a second while I give out our number. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd, you are saying that Gil and Helen had got, you know, she's dead.
She's dead. She died back in October. She died actually the end of September.
And they were married less than a month?
No, they were married a little over a month.
And so because they weren't married for 6 months...
Because they're not married for 6 months, standard operating procedure and etiquette dictates that you give the wedding presents back. Now, I'm not Phil...
Don't you have your own drill? You say you're going to be putting up some shelves.
I've got an old cord drill, but this is a Makita cordless, and I don't think that I should have to go out and buy a new drill when there's a perfectly good Makita cordless with 20 drill bits sitting at Gil Daniels' garage.
And have you asked him about this?
I will ask him, but he should know this.
Well, he just lost his wife, okay?
She died in September. And the etiquette, which is something that everyone should know...
If you can talk to him about this and say, Gil, I want my drill back, and it's been...
I reminded him of this right after she died.
You're kidding.
Why do you say I'm kidding?
Right after she died, you brought up the thing.
Right when she died, yes, I did. Yes, I did, Mr. Henry. You know, I'm not...
Well, right after the woman died, you went to the man and said you haven't been...
What I said was basically, Gil, I'm so very, very deeply sorry that Helen's dead. But as you know, you haven't been married 6 months. So I believe I'm entitled to get my drill back. And I said it in the most tasteful way that I can.
What did he say?
He obviously was in shock over the death of his wife. He sort of nodded his head, but I did my part. Now, we have been living with this situation now for the last several months, and I want to know when he'll have the common decency to give me the drill back.
Well, you know what? The guy's wife is dead, and perhaps the shock of this man's wife dying so soon after they got married is so much that he has completely forgotten that the etiquette dictates you send a present back, okay?
And that's, in a lot of ways, is what's wrong with our world, where people completely forget who they are and they forget where they are. And I am sorry about Helen, but I've got to put these shelves up come springtime, because when the summer months arrive, the wood has begun to contract from all the rains. So it's a bad time to do any home improvement.
And hold on for a minute. Do you know what this guy's talking about? Because I don't know what he's talking about, home improvement. Okay, so the guy, his wife, he wants his drill back from this dude. It was a wedding present to a man and his wife. The wife died. Etiquette says that if a couple doesn't stay together for 6 months after the marriage, all the wedding presents get returned. He wants his Makita cordless drill returned to him. I don't think it's got, personally, I don't think it has anything to do with somebody dying. I thought it was just if they get a divorce. What's he saying? Oh, he's screaming at you? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
I can tell you that Emily Post doesn't matter whether they're divorced or not. Somebody dies, you get the gift back.
Hold on, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd? I don't know whether what you're telling me is true or not. You're saying that even if the person dies...
Even if there's a death. And I will tell you right now that we thought the world of Helen, and I think Gil's a terrific guy. But she had the... Why do I get punished because she had an aneurysm? I don't think it's fair, and we should get our drill back because she's dead well within the six-month timeline as dictated in standard operating procedure. Now, I will tell you...
Hold on. 1-800... Hold on. We've got to take a phone call here, all right?
No, but I wanted to mention to you...
Let me take a phone call and then get back to your... Jackie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I'm just calling to say that I can't even believe what I'm hearing. Whether it's a rule or not, at some point you got to throw the strange little changing rules out the window and go with your gut instinct and common sense.
Well, but standard procedure says if you don't stay married for 6 months, you return. It doesn't matter how you separate.
Well, standard procedure says you got to be a virgin to marry in white, but you don't always follow that either. I mean, if these are people you cared about.
Madam, I don't care to discuss your sex life.
If these are people you cared about, I would think you would be saying to him, maybe we could work some projects together with this spa, because this must be a horrible time for you.
Let me if I could say something, Phil.
Go ahead.
Helen had a drinking problem, and it was obvious to all of us that she was on her way to some kind of a catastrophe. That's why we only bought the drill and didn't invest in something a little more expensive.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, is right.
I mean...
What?
Well, so, in other words, she looked like she was going to be dead anyway, so you bought a cheap drill? And
a Makita 20 standard, that's a cordless Makita drill. That's a wonderful gift.
Did you give it as a gift, though?
With the understanding that within 6 months, if her liver gave out or some of the things we thought would be wrong with her, we'd... You see, don't be part of the problem, ma'am. Not be a part of the solution. I need the drill back. Mine broke. I'm putting up shelves. My wife's precious moments figurines are all in the garage.
But what about your precious friends? Don't you care about the loss that he's been through and that maybe he could use you as a friend rather than someone that... There's a rule out there somewhere that says that technically he should give it back. He probably needs a friend to come and do a project
with
him because
he's
hurting.
He needs a friend. Guess what I need? I need a drill. You'll see, the street goes both ways.
All right, look, Jackie, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. What I'm getting is you thought she would die.
It was no secret that at the senior center she had a drinking problem.
And so, therefore, you thought she'd die.
We felt that it was a possibility.
And you went out and bought a cheap wedding gift in case you were going to get it back.
We went out and got a cheap wedding gift because we didn't... My wife's precious moments and my presidential coins are lying flat in boxes right now. They need to be displayed. And
it's the whole thing here about you and your freaking... she was going to die, so let's go buy a cheap gift. Victoria on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
First thing... Emily Post, nowhere in Emily Post, and I've read it number of times, does it say that
I read
you have
it in the
to
Navy.
Give the gift back?
When I was in the Navy, I read Emily Post, and I can tell you, it's young people should wear knickers. The drill was wrapped in wedding paper. If you wrap a gift in wedding paper, the rule applies.
No. When you give a gift to someone, according to Emily Post...
What'd you say?
According to Emily Post, when you give a gift, you give a gift. That is not something that you're banking on somebody dropping dead so that you can get it back.
Uh-huh.
If she had divorced him, then you have cause for complaint.
However, in this case, sir,
I've been listening to you. I hope that you would give me the same consideration. Emily Post also talked about something like that.
What?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right.
Now... If you wanted the drill, you should have bought the drill for yourself and then bought them something cheaper. The gift that you gave was a very nice gift, actually.
What's that?
But if you're thinking the gift that you gave was very nice. However, if you are buying it because you're thinking that you're going to get it back, then that's not really a gift.
I don't understand. Say that again.
Start
from the beginning.
What do you mean start from the beginning? The lady just did a very nice, she described...
Look, I'm a United States Navy veteran, Mr. Henry. Please don't get me angry.
Well, I don't understand what that has anything to do with anything.
As a veteran of the Korean War, 1950, 1952, if you get up into a veteran's face, it's bad.
Oh, wait. Is this a threat?
Get me angry. You wouldn't like me very much when I get angry.
Well, sir, nobody's really your proponent right now, I can tell you that.
I did buy the drill for myself. I was banking on her. The reason why I bought the drill
Now, you just said it right there. You are banking on this woman to have something happen to her.
Oh, my God.
In and of itself.
What a sick...
That is sick.
So all of a sudden, someone planning for the future is a bad thing.
You're not
planning for the future. You're planning for someone's demise. How sick is that?
All I was trying to do was hedge my bets.
But what you did was, if you give a gift to someone, it's a gift. Just like Jackie said before, she spoke very well about this. If it's a gift, it is something that you are not expecting back.
Uh-huh.
If you were expecting it back, you should have given him a $20 bill and a card and said, see you later, have a drink with it.
Wait a second. Isn't that rude? What's wrong with me getting... Look, I took a look. We went over to Gil and Helen's before they got married. I took a good long look at her. We were in the kitchen, and I said to my wife, what do you think? She said, let's go for the drill, because we need that.
You and your wife are taking a look at this poor woman and saying she's not going to live out the six-month period, so we'll get the gift back? And
if we were going to get the gift back, why not make it something we'd use?
Okay, one word, tacky. Tacky.
What's tacky about that?
Absolutely tacky.
Well, one word, planning ahead.
And that ain't even one word, is it?
That's two words.
Huh?
That's two words.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Planning ahead is two words. All right, look, Victoria, thank you for your call. I'm glad that you had the...
That was a lot of gobbledygook.
She was quoting Emily Post. I don't know what you want from her. And she was...
Mr. Henry, I'm a United States veteran. Served in the United States Navy 1950, 1952. I'm a Korean War veteran. I put my life on the line for this country that I love dearly. And I will not be spoken to by you or any of these blue-haired women who seem to think they know all about the Makita standard cordless 20 drill bit drill. Now, the only thing they know about drilling, well, there's a few jokes from the Navy I could repeat, but, sir, I won't do that. Well, let me tell you something. The last time one of them did any drilling, they had ankles right behind their ears.
Okay, you said you weren't going to say anything because you're a gentleman.
I am.
Well, you just did. Here is Lucille on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Lucille. Am I on?
Are you? Hello.
I'll tell you one thing.
Hello?
I am a 25-year veteran of the Navy. I've never come across such narrow-minded, selfish.
Hello.
Hello.
I can't hear.
Can you hear her?
No. Speak up, please.
I am a 25-year Navy veteran, and I have never come across
a Navy veteran person
in all my life.
Well, the difference between you and me is I'm a Navy veteran.
Well, so is my husband of 25 years, and he's never put up with that type of...
Your attitude is terrible. What branch of the service was your husband in?
Navy.
She just said her husband...
Commander, retired commander from the Grouse Rooftop. And
he grabbed
never
his what?
Heard such ill-mannered, selfish, arrogant man and a wife.
Are you single?
You don't have any friends. What's wrong with you?
Now, hold your horses. I gave him the drill in the off chance she would die. I didn't want her to. I hoped that she'd live a long time. I told Gil before he married her, I don't know how many more miles she's got on her.
God, you're talking about a man.
Oh, my goodness, how arrogant.
She looked to me like she... Huh?
Can you
hear? Terrible.
What?
You are a terrible person, and God's going to punish you.
What's that?
God is going to punish you for being an arrogant old, what did I think he was?
Asshole?
Grouch.
Oh, so you called me an asshole, didn't you?
No, I called you a
grouch. I just heard you call me an a-hole.
No.
Yes, you did.
You are a grouch. Your mind is in the gutter.
Okay, she didn't say that.
No, my mind is not as always, huh?
Because you're looking at people as death or a donation.
Look, let me tell you something. I don't get that drill back, and I'm going to know the reason why.
Because
I was in the Navy.
Okay.
So what? So what?
I was in the Navy.
I'm a 72-year-old widow, and I think you're an arrogant.
Well, you didn't do anything to deserve that. You just lived, and the guy that you married died.
Yes, but he died a beautiful death.
God won't punish me. I have the precious moments figurines and the presidential...
That doesn't have anything to do with this materialistic.
Have you ever seen the precious moment figurines? You can get them in Nostalgia Magazine from the Franklin Mint.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Well,
you're just a selfish person.
You're jealous because you don't have any.
Okay, look, are we proving a point here?
Yeah, that she doesn't have the precious moment figurines.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
crap, and you know it.
Look, and I'm not going to argue with you off the air about it, okay?
You respect me for the veteran of the United States Army, the United States Navy that I am.
This has got nothing to do with you returning. Look, you gave a wedding gift to two people. The wife dies within a month of an aneurysm after their wedding. And you're going through Emily Post and finding that if a couple doesn't stay together for the first 6 months after their marriage, all the wedding gifts get returned.
Yes, you better GD believe it, mister. And I have got a lot cleaner mouth, or I'd use stronger language. But Gil can't use the drill. So I don't understand why he doesn't give it back. We can't use it because he has one withered hand from World War II. He's got severe arthritis in the other. His wife is dead, so all of her Italian figurines have been put into storage. All he does is sit and watch television. What's he going to do with it?
Good God Almighty, this poor man, World War II veteran, and he sits and he's lonely and he watches television, okay?
Well, his wife's dead, so all he does is sit and eat the food that Meals on Wheels brings him. He's not doing anything. I said to him, why don't you come out on outside and have a beer or something? He said, oh, go straight to the living Hades. So I don't know that...
Oh, well, you know what? Being a friend to him is a nice start, but you, man, talking about this guy sitting there missing his wife. Scott, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
You know, your car phone up. Hold on. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead. It's a lot better. Go on.
Sir, I got a question for this man. Can you hear me okay this time?
I can hear you. Can you hear him, Mr. Bonifay? You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, why did you go to the wedding in the first place if you expected this lady to die?
We went to the wedding to celebrate the betrothal of two people that we enjoyed very, very much. There's nothing unusual about that.
No, but you thought that she was going to die because you bought the drill for yourself.
We thought that she might have an opportunity of dying, yes. You know what?
What?
You people need to understand how these things work.
Well,
you don't
sir,
go out and spend money. I'm a United States Navy veteran.
Sir, I'm a United States officer in the Navy.
You're in the Navy right now?
Yes. So
you guys, what are you guys doing? Sitting around and playing rubber ducky in the bathtub?
Are you putting down the United States Navy that you served many years?
Let me tell you this. The peacetime boys and the wartime boys think there's a little bit of a difference there.
Oh, can we stop, all right? Talking about whether or not you guys are... What was the point of your call here, Scott?
I just couldn't believe that this man would actually call in and he expects...
Do you know that you're supposed to give a wedding gift back in the first 6 months if your wife and you are no longer married?
Did you know that you're not supposed to interrupt somebody? Because that's not very etiquette either. So
very good point.
Me,
very, very good point, Scott.
If you can interrupt me, then I guess he doesn't have to give the drill back to you, does he now?
I'm a United States
Navy.
We got
care.
That.
I don't care if you're not a United States Marine. That doesn't matter.
I'm not a United States Marine. I'm the guy that gives them a ride in the boat.
The issue here is a drill in what the rule is. It doesn't matter if you're in the Navy. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian. It just does not matter.
I don't have much truck with Christians.
Well, I can tell you're not, okay?
I wouldn't have much truck with
them. But we're not here to judge people, so we're not going to talk about that.
Phony balonies, if you ask me.
All right, just move on to the whole drill thing.
You do much drilling, Scott? Yeah, I don't want to answer that one, do you?
No, I will answer that question. I do a heck of a lot of drilling. Yes, I do.
Yeah? Boys or girls?
Okay, if you don't want to grow up and be an adult, I'm hanging up on you.
Huh?
Sir, how old are you?
Sir, I am 69 years of age. I entered the United States Navy. I was 18 years old. And I proudly served this country, and now this son of a bitch...
I think you're still at the maturity of that 18-year-old, sir. You didn't grow up too much in the Navy, did you?
Absolutely.
This son of a bitch, Gil Daniels, that drill-kiping mother...
All right, look, Scott, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. What do you want me to do here? What are you asking?
I am making a public appeal to Gil Daniels. Give my drill back. Give it back and don't be the SOB that you and I both know you really are. Because I've played this guy in poker, and I've shared more than a couple of belts of Johnny Walker Red with him, and he's a miserable piece of garbage. I love him, and I love him dearly.
I don't even know who he is. I hope that he is listening to this.
Give my drill back, or I'll see him on the other side of the River Styx.
That's a death threat.
Huh?
That's a death threat.
No, it's just that we'll both die someday, and I'll see him over there.
Just, oh, man. Pat, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Pat?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm just amazed that this man is the most hateful, nasty man I've ever met in my life or had the opportunity to listen to.
Emily Post etiquette dictates. I don't know how many times you want me to say it.
Well,
Do you have any compassion for a man whose wife has died?
None whatsoever for this gentleman.
Do you have any compassion for a man whose wife is in the ground, Lloyd? And who,
absolutely. You know, I work with geriatrics, and I wouldn't care for this man for anything in the world.
He's asking me. He's not asking you.
He must have been in the service as a swabby because an officer would be a gentleman.
Huh?
You must have been some kind of a swabby in the Navy. What was your rank?
I was a chief petty officer. I worked for a living.
Well, whatever that is.
That's a sergeant.
Well, sir, apparently you lost your mind when you were a chief petty officer.
What exactly am I doing wrong here? Tell me
what you've got. You're just a very nasty individual. You just have a gross personality. You're very selfish. You're very hateful.
Other than that,
you probably...
Seriously, are you single?
Am I single? No,
yes.
Sir.
Well, you know...
And my husband works for Walter Reed Army Hospital. And he is a gentleman, and he would never do this to anyone.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going over there to bust down his garage door. I'm getting it back.
What's he doing now?
Yeah, and the other thing,
let's just not have a heart attack when you do that. Maybe that's what you deserve.
Yeah, well, you go ahead and laugh.
Bye-bye.
Because Gil Daniels could use a little peace. Hello?
Where are you going?
I'm going over to... Where are you going?
Where are you going, man?
I'm going over to Gil's house.
You're going to Gil's house.
Right. All right, this is garage door right here.
Don't do it, man.
All right, got it right here.
Hey, man, I'm going to call the cops.
Huh?
I'm calling the cops if you're busting his garage door down.
Hell, you will.
Mike, call the cops. And... Watch your language. What are you doing, man?
I'm running.
Why?
His dog got out.
All right, look, let's put this creep on hold. His dog got out. Okay. Was he busting down that guy's garage door and the dog got out? How about that, huh? All right, look at that nutcase. Do you have his number? You have his return number, don't you? Do me a favor. Don't call the cops. Call his house and tell his wife what he's been doing. This guy is trying to bust into his neighbor's garage to get his drill back because the man didn't, he's back. Get him back. Get the line back up. See what he's...
Who let the dogs out?
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
It's time for Number That Movie. This is exciting, guys. We have an exciting package for those of you listening. Is that Farsi? Oh, I'm sorry, it's Spanish? Okay. Anyway, let's just listen to her for a minute, shall we? She's very enthralling. Osama bin Laden, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, anyway, we're going to do a thing called Number That Movie. Now, what you do is give us a call here at 1-800-449-8686. And if you can get the most correct answers in our Number That Movie quiz, you could win tickets to see Ocean's 11. That's why we call it Number That Movie, because this movie, Ocean's 11, has a number in it. Well, there are a lot of other movies that had numbers in them as well. That's right. We'll have tickets to see Ocean's 11, a package that will include dinner for you and a loved one. makes it sound like you're taking your dead mother to dinner. It's for you and someone who is very close to you. 1-800-449-8686. Give us a call. Also, a limo to see Ocean's 11. That will be included as well. A weekend in Las Vegas. And $1,000 in chips for you to play with at the casino of your choice. So this is quite a valuable package. And that's why we're playing Number That Movie. Give us a call, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to take two contestants, and what you're going to do is you're going to compete against each other. So while Chris lines those calls up, let's listen, shall we? All right, I'm done listening. Now, 1-800-449-8686. And we got a couple of contestants. Is this Art?
Yes, Phil.
Chatsworth, R.C.?
Yes, Mr. Henry, I'm R.C. Collins.
You two guys are going to be playing Number That Movie. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a question, and when you have the answer, you ring in. Now, what I mean by ring in is you need to make a sound, just any sound effect, anything like that will do, so that you can let me know that you have the answer. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure I understand.
Just anything that you have there.
How about my apartment, my doorbell?
All right, let me hear it. Oh, okay, there it is. That's your doorbell?
Yeah, it's right outside my house.
All right. And so, R.C., have you got a sound?
Yeah, I think I do.
All right. So we'll ask the question, and then you guys ring in with the answer. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I'm ready, Mr. Henry.
All right. Here we go with Number That Movie. Jack Nicholson at his best in the Looney Bin. What was the name of that movie?
That's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That is right.
I'm sorry, Phil, what was the name of that movie?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I'm not familiar with it.
Well, it's an older movie.
I think that in order to be fair, you have to have movies that a kid like me would...
I think it's totally fair, Phil. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on. I think there's going to be some movies here that you've heard of, R.C., okay?
All right.
Okay, so let me try this again. No, you got one correct there, Art. Here's our next question. Michelle Pfeiffer claimed George Clooney was the worst kisser ever after this box office bomb, and it was called what?
One Fine Day.
One Fine Day is right.
I think it's a little bit of a gyp that these are not movies that I have personally seen.
I didn't see One Fine Day. I just heard about it.
All right, now look at you. We're doing this as fairly as we can, okay? I hope you guys understand, all right?
I just think you should have movies that a teen would know.
I think it's fair, Phil.
Yeah, you have two answers that are right.
Well, I don't want to be rude to the young man, but I'm using my brain.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
All right, well, come on, guys. All right, you got two right, Art. Here we go with the question number two. Barbara Streisand directs and stars in this sorry excuse to get it on with Jeff Bridges. What's the name of that? And go ahead and just ring in when you get the name of it.
The mirror has...
Hold on for a minute.
What?
What was that?
That's my noise.
What's the name of it?
The mirror has two faces.
That's exactly right. Nice, you have one, R.C. What was that noise?
Nothing.
Mr. Henry, I think that he...
What?
Well, I don't want to say.
Just never mind. Just move on.
All right, hold on. Kill the music. What are you guys trying to pull here?
Nothing.
Mr. Henry, I think that he farted.
All right, look at kid. I'm on a national broadcast.
Sir, I did nothing of the sort.
That's your noise. My noisemaker is this. Okay, I think that's...
That's respectful. What did you do?
I just made a noise. I've been on medication.
Turn the music back up. 2-1, Art over R.C. Here's question number four. Tom, Steve, and Ted bumble their way to diapering a baby. What's the name of the movie? Wait a second.
I know the answer.
Wait a second, will you?
I'm making my noise.
You're making your noise.
No, Mr. Henry, I know the answer to that. It's three men and a baby.
That, I knew the answer to that question.
Well, you didn't have a noise.
I did, too. You don't call that a noise. Yeah. You don't call that a noise.
Wait a second. Now, I'm the host. I get to ask some questions here, okay?
What?
What are you doing, man? Are you farting into the phone?
You said we had to have a noisemaker.
Mr. Henry, I believe I'm having respect for your program, and I don't think... I mean, that's what I do.
Well, what I do is...
All right. Do we have to... I'm going to hang up on you, kid, okay?
Mr. Henry, I have a kidney condition, and I don't get to go out much, and I am on medication. That's the only reason why I'm doing what I'm... I'm sorry. Forgive me. Please forgive me. But I thought I would use it as a way of ringing in on the contest.
I think it's very cool, Mr. Henry.
I will throw you off my show if you do that one more time. Now find a bell, find a whistle, find something. Don't do that, okay?
It's the medication that I'm on. I thought I'd use it.
You can do that on demand?
Yes, sir.
How?
It's a talent that I have.
It's a talent that you have.
I believe it's tied up 2-2, sir.
I, Mr. Henry, if you tell him that he can't do that, then I don't think he should be allowed to...
Well, look it. Not again. Do you understand?
Yeah, sure.
2-2. Here's our next question. Chevy, Martin, and Steve bumble their way trying to be Mexican bandits. What is the name of that movie?
I got it.
Well, wait a second.
Three Amigos!
I don't know who wins now.
I did!
No, I hit the buzzer.
I farted first!
I told you not to do that, okay? Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. Charlie, you there?
I'm right here, Mr. Henry.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
How you doing, Ossie? Phil, I would suggest that you not give the boy such a hard time.
Wait a minute. He's on my program. I know he's your nephew, but he's on my program farting.
The boy has a kidney problem, and he does take some medication that disrupts his stomach. Please don't give him a hard time. You know, what are you going to do? He's a kid, huh?
He's farting on the air, okay, Charlie?
He's a kid. What are you going to do with kids today, huh? They fart. They make noises.
Mr. Henry, this is Art.
Hold on for a minute, Art, okay?
Well, I don't think it's fair.
Hold on for a minute.
Hey, Uncle Charlie, tell the man on the radio that I don't mean it, but it's because I got this kidney condition and the medicine I use.
That's all it is, just the kidney condition. It's the medicine he uses.
Look at Charlie, I'm going to blow him off the air if he does it one more time. Do you understand?
I wouldn't suggest that.
Yeah, tell him that he can't do it, okay?
I wouldn't suggest that.
Why can't I... Oh, my God! Why can't I do that?
You're aware of the fact that I give quite a bit of money to your charity.
I understand that you give... Yes, you give about $100,000 a year to my friend's place. Why?
Well, then I would suggest that you allow my nephew to stay on the air and compete in this competition.
Are you listening to that animal? Can you hear what he's doing?
Yeah, these kids today, you can't do anything with them. They're nuts. Huh? You got four-step kids.
I mean, you can't do anything. I can blow him off the line.
Please do not do that. He's my nephew. He's my sister's son. I love and respect him very much.
I like you too, Uncle Charlie. You've always been my favorite uncle. You're just a great guy.
All right. Go ahead, Phil.
Go ahead with what?
Go ahead with the rest of your silly contest. Otherwise, I don't give $100,000 to my friend's place, which is one of your favorite charities. You understand that?
Mr. Henry, this is Art Griego. I have a very respectful sound, and I'm losing 4-2.
Hold on. We'll ask one more question. Goldilocks bumbles her way into bed with some bears, and the...
Goldilocks and the three bears!
I just...
Wait a second. Will you stop it? Phil Henry Show.